things come to an end, and on July 21st, Harry Potter fans will find out the boy wizard's fate when the final installment of J.K. Rowling's seven-part series is released. Pottermania has spawned internet sites, academic conferences, and five highly successful movies. So how did this phenomenon evolve? Scholastic editor Arthur Levine, who has worked on the series from the beginning, is still trying to sort it out.
I really had every confidence that it would be a book that would become a classic, and that would be loved deeply by the people who read it. And I guess I didn't know exactly how many people that would be.
Nearly a decade after 50,000 copies of the first book hit American bookshelves, a record 12 million books are planned for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. It's forced the New York Times bestsellers list to create a children's book category after Rowling's books took four of the top five fiction spots. Kansas State University professor Phil Nell teaches a semester-long course on the series.
People who have grown up reading Harry Potter will pass it on to their children and their nieces and their nephews, and so it will continue to endure through popularity.
Harry Potter may have begun as a simple children's book, but in the past 10 years it has emerged as a budding classic, hooking millions of muggles around the world with Harry's mythical struggle. Author John Granger has chronicled the rise of the stories and thinks it's Rowling's genius that keeps bringing readers back.
This is a brilliantly done book, and this woman is a genius. This is not a hype product. This is not the hula hoop or stuffing kids in the telephone booth. Pottermania reflects a real quality piece of literature.
So how will it end? The world will find out a minute past midnight next Saturday. I'm George Williams, WOR News.